Christine Cook, congratulations on a terrific win with North Lodge at Ballarat on Sunday. Must have been a thrilling experience.
It was really terrific, Peter. That was my first win in Victoria. We've had a couple of cracks at it, but that was the first time we'd won one.
Well, you went with North Lodge, and he had pretty good form in Tasmania. Once you learnt to settle, and Eddie Brennan obviously played a big part in that. But the decision to take him over has paid big dividends. That was a terrific run. Take us through the race.
Look, it was a good run, and we were very lucky that Craig, the guy who rode him over there for us, Craig Robertson, we were very lucky that he is such a good horseman, because the horse is not an easy horse to ride in the race, and a couple of times he tried very, very hard to take off before we wanted him to. Even to the stage of at one stage when a horse went round him, he just leapt forward and got himself tangled up with the heels of the horse in front of him. And he just sat very quietly, settled him, got him back into stride, and it was really good. He settled him early in the race. Straight after they jumped, the horse had another attempt to take off after him and keep going, and he again settled him very, very well. The next part of very good horsemanship he showed was the Ballarat racetrack has a downhill part before you go uphill in the straight, and when he hit the front and started to hit that downhill patch, he really got the wobbles up. He lost his stride. He looked as if he was going to flounder. And again, Craig just sat very, very still on him until he'd reached the foot of the hill and started to go up. He balanced him, and then he just took off.
Well, he did make his run from the 800, and in the call, he went from just worse than midfield to be challenging for the lead. He kicked well clear. Obviously, he did find a lot over the last 150 metres when he needed to.
He did. Yes, he went round them very, very quickly. When he set him alight at the 800 metres, he went round them very, very quickly and went to the front. Then, as in the straight, when he got the wobbles up a bit, the big mare coming up on his outside actually looked as if she would go straight past him. But as soon as he hit the uphill stretch and got his feet again, he just kicked away. And probably the heavy eight, the grass turf, the 2,200, all are what this horse has been looking for.
Now, where were you likely to go with him now?
There is a 2,400 metre at Geelong in about 11 days' time. It's a 0.68, which I would imagine he'll get 3 or 4 points, so he'll probably be still a 62 horse, but I just hope that we'll get a run in a 0.68. It's 2,400, which is perfect, because I still think this horse needs more distance, and it's the gap in between the races is good, because he's a very tough horse. He does front up quite happily in that shorter space of time, and this time we'll be at the Geelong grass, not on the Visco.
On the grass, so that'll obviously be advantage for you.
It will. Look, I think he handled the Visco okay. He had a very wide barrier, and Kelvin was a bit of a victim of circumstances in that first race. He never got closer than 3 to the fence. He was left facing the breeze, which is never a good thing with him, because he does pull. So Kelvin actually had to start moving at the 1400, and it was probably a bit too soon for us. And when they came round him in the straight, he took quite a bad knock, and he's a horse that doesn't like to be really pressured with horses around him.
Would it be fair to say that with Craig handling the horse so well, he'll be offered the ride at Geelong?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right.
He was very impressed with the horse, and he feels that there is a future for him in Melbourne, which is very encouraging.
Whereabouts are you stabling the horse?
He's out at Colac with Robbie McLeod.
Okay.
I will probably have to transfer him to Robbie's name, because otherwise I'd have to take out a Victorian licence, because you're only allowed to have them over there for a certain amount of time before you are no longer classed as a visiting trainer.
Okay. Are you planning to take more horses over in the coming months?
If I get one that's good enough, I'm always more than happy to go.
Well, let's have a listen.
Hopefully there'll be some that are good.
Well, let's talk about your exciting two-year-old from last season, Musqui. How's he progressing? Is he back in work?
Oh, my word, he is. He will be trialling at the next set of trials in Hobart, just for a very light trial. Our plan is to start him one race before the vase, and or what was the vase, I'm not sure what it's going to be called this year. He'll have one run, go to that one, and then go straight to the three-year-old cup.
Okay, so he'll have probably two runs in before the three-year-old cup.
Yes.
Okay, and then...
he's right on track.
And if he... Obviously, if he does give you the impression that he might get a bit more ground, you'll have a look at races like the Tasmanian Guineas?
If he gave me that impression, but at the moment I feel it is probably unlikely. He's got a lot of speed, and I think he just might be a little too brilliant to actually get the mile.
All right.
But I'm always happy to change my mind.
All right, Chris. Well, look, congratulations again with North Lodge. Let's hope he continues on his winning way at Geelong next start, and we'll keep a good eye out on the Chris Crook stable in the coming months.
Thanks a lot, Pete.